So if you all would allow me to get slightly out of sequence, I will sing the easiest of these first, and if it doesn't screw up too badly, we'll try some of the others later. There's a chorus to it, and this chorus goes, R&D, R&D, the strangest division you ever will see. So if you would join in, I would appreciate it. And we'll get in proper sequence. Lord, have mercy on his soul. I'll tell you a story you'll never forget about the Wild West and the worst bad men yet. They held up old Tellup and stole all his gold and spent it by billions on buildings untold. R&D, R&D, the strangest division you ever will see. Walter LaBerge is our current commander, the sternest taskmaster and incessant demander. He easily could become quite a pain in the rear, except for the fact that he never is here. Christopher Caron, MS, PhD, now is Palo Alto's great deputy. At integral calculus, he's quite erudite, but at space allocation, he's not nearly so bright. Because he doesn't have any, but I needed an extra syllable. Oh, Martin and Walt is our cultural guru, modesty facing and really quite thorough, the epitome of what a good scientist like, except when he's riding his black motorbike. R&D, R&D, the strangest invention you ever will see. Oh, Ernest Littauer heads up chemistry, a smellier place you never will see. His exploding batteries we'd like to get rid of, but we keep him in place because of Davidoff. R&D, R&D, the strangest division you ever will see. Dick Hartung's urbane and really quite witty, but alas for his life, we have nothing but pity. Mixing women and science, so nothing is naturaler than for R&D to have one exhausted young bachelor. R&D, the strangest division you ever will see. Reagan's a genius, there is no rebuttal. His people designed the soup on the shuttle. Their proposal was great, and NASA did pick it. But once in the air, he needed acting to kick it. R&D, R&D, the strangest division you ever will see. The head of our software is good old Win Royce, the darling of Austin, a computer man's choice. He knows his ones and his zeros and roots, but he doesn't know how to take care of his foots. The newest director is young Kermit Cuff. Where are you, Kermit? The youngest director is young Kermit Cuff. We put him in charge of our optical stuff. Now the early birds get the worms, but instead, till morning is over, Kermit's home in his bed. Taylor was sent up to
to audit our place, to keep LMSC from financial disgrace. To the surprise of us all, now his praises we sing, for he won't tell his friends at Sunnyvale anything. Dwayne Schuessler is in charge of administration, and Colby has marketing's elegant station, or has all of commercialization. To succeed with these people surprises the nation. My major reliance is on Pat Neverby, intelligent, honest, and nice as can be. She manages chaos and visitors foreign, interprets my scribbles and makes my popcorn. Now this is the end of iambic pentameter. Our poor people are strangest by any parameter. Put them together, our Andy banner unfurled, and then they become the best in the world. R&D, R&D, the strangest division you ever will see. Tremendous affection for the staff, and these little notes which they can keep after I'm gone, I'm sure they will notice and do something about, but in the main they're really pretty good. Let me try one more, just a little harder. It's supposed to be from the Red River Valley, and we'll see whether it goes or not. From this valley they say we are leaving, for your friendship we now wish to thank. We will miss all of you, and we're grieving. Please visit us in Burbank. Sometime soon at your staff's next meeting, for your friend who is gone, won't you quaff a couple of cold ones as greeting to a friend exiled to corporate staff. And remember when things don't go right, and when you feel like a couple of asses, please remember there is a much worse fate. You could be sent to Calabasas. When we finally do leave this fine crowd, the very last thing that we will state is that R&DD we are proud of, and that the lab and its people are great. And I really mean that. Kind, and I wanted to sing this one. I understand the innovation is that I haven't the others, but this one I wanted to sing because Betty's here and there is a verse for her, and so far I haven't recognized I am the ruler of R&D, ensconced upon this hill to see, and look down on Sunnyvale's faults, and so do the Karens and the Reagans and the Waltz, and so do the Karens and the Reagans and the Waltz, the Karens and the Reagans and the Waltz. In Palo Alto, one's never wanting for some cultural dilettanting. Such erudition one should never halt, and neither should a Karen or a Reagan or a Waltz. But the greatest thing for me is my lovely wife, Betty. For many charms I do exalt, and so do the Karens and the Reagans. Now I'm off to the corporate staff, bought a home with a down payment half, and I hope that this transfer doesn't halt. And so do the Karens and the Rachels. A word seriously, that I did have the opportunity to join Chris and the folks at lunch today, about an hour late, mostly because I had to stay around at a staff meeting where Dan said some very generous things, and I had a chance to thank him and the other people for the experience here at LMSC. It has never been my privilege to work with as many fine people, or as many people who are as dedicated to the common good of the corporation and the common good that they work for, as this organization that I've been privileged to be with. That you are, in fact, a very, very unusual group. It is a group which has always been very, very good, but I think it is a group which today is as good as at any other time in its period. And I wish very much for Betty and myself for the privilege of having worked with you and the experience of having known you. And as I said to the people down there, that even though nobody would ever believe it and the evidence belies it, the corporate staff is supposed to help, and I'll try and make it that way. Thank you very much. Thank you all very, very much.